Hey, we are rolling here in this beautiful place called Kauai at the Grand Hyatt Kauai. It's absolutely beautiful here. This is a great way to start off the credit union conference season, isn't it?
It is.
Couldn't think of anything better.
I know. This is a great way to do it. So anyway, we are here with the folks from Coastal Credit Union. Joan Nelson. You are the board chair, right?
I am the board chair. I love being the board chair.
And Chuck Purvis, president and CEO of Coastal.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I'm doing great. It's great to see you again.
Good to see you
here.
Thank you. Right back at you. Soon it'll be Happy Valentine's Day.
That's right.
Yeah, we're paying out $2.6 million to our members on Valentine's Day.
That's a great gift. A
lot of love.
Showing the love. That is for sure showing the love. I like that. There's a tagline in there somewhere. All right. Hey, we're talking about, well, obviously we're here at the Q's Symposium, the CEO Chairman Exchange, and we're here for a reason on how the CEO and the board can work better together. And I have two of the best in the business right here with me. And so, I mean, just kind of off the bat, I mean, what does it take for board members and CEOs to work together? What do you think some practical steps are? Joan, I'll start with you.
Well, for me, it starts with transparency and honesty and communication. Chuck does a fabulous job of keeping the board informed of what's going on and sharing ideas, whether they be good or bad. I think that open communication means a lot.
Yeah, indeed. Chuck?
I think it's really about understanding what's the role of the board and what's the role of management. And I think part of what's made us work so well is I don't try to do her job, and she and the board don't try to do our job.
Yeah.
And she and I meet probably every 4 to 6 weeks, have dinner, breakfast or something to talk about things we may not talk about at board meetings. But it is that two-way exchange and transparency between us and respecting the roles of each.
And what I appreciate about Chuck is he'll ask me my opinion on things he's about to present to the board, so we can kind of talk things through and help each other prepare before we go in.
You kind of gauge hot or cold.
Well, as you know, we tend to try some bold stuff.
A little bit. It's an understatement.
A few of them early.
How about a moon mission? You know, how about landing on Mars?
That's right.
Sponsored by Coastal.
All about innovation.
We're working on
one
of those.
Okay. I look to see that. Constellation, very nice. All right. Hey, so now, I mean, there's obviously a lot of CEO turnover. I mean, that's no secret in this industry. A lot of CEOs going on to their next chapter of their lives, some new blood. And what advice do you have for kind of that new blood coming in and working with a board? What advice do you have there? Chuck, you want to start on that one?
It's we're going through kind of that transformation since my predecessor Larry Wilson retired and most of his team retired, so we've got a new team in place. A big part of it is support from the board for their development. We're putting them on industry boards, so it's exposing them to the bigger world than just Coastal. Joan and I were talking about it earlier today, just all the development we're doing with our team.
Yeah.
And without the support from the board, that's a lot harder.
And the board's place.
Well, we were blessed because we had a chance to try before we buy with Chuck.
I had a two-year interview.
That's right.
Oh, really? Is there a receipt with that? Or?
Yes, but we didn't have to take him back. I think what worked for us is knowing what we wanted in the next CEO, knowing where we wanted the credit union to go, and having a chance to see that he had the innovative mindset to take us to that next level.
Yeah.
So that meant a lot. But like he said earlier, it's respecting what he has to do, him respecting the role that we play, but being supportive of one another.
And you talked about, I mean, we all know, obviously, that you guys are a very progressive credit union. I just love the things that you're doing. How does that dynamic work between the two of you? Like, Chuck, you go, hey, we have a moonshot here. What do you think?
So 4 years ago at a board planning, so we do a board retreat every year, weekend after Labor Day. The board was there. My team was there. Some of our VPs. And we did a bricks and clicks session.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we invest?
Right.
And the idea for Constellation was actually presented at that session. And Joan's first question was, have you filed for the patent yet?
It's a good question. All right. It's fair.
We're like, we don't do patents. Well, we have a patent now. But it's they push us. And they enable us to try things that are a bit out of the norm.
Nice. That's great to have a board like that, where they're actually the ones pushing on many occasions.
Well, we push one another. You know, if we think
we're
not being open-minded enough, then we challenge each other to think outside the box, but then to be supportive. But the team does a wonderful job of laying out the details of what they're trying to do.
Right.
we agree a lot, but sometimes we don't. So that's the push and pull that helps us to get to the right spot.
And that leads me to my next question is, like, every organization who has kind of a board executive relationship, you have your peaks and your valleys. How do you guys get through that? Obviously, you have an excellent working relationship. I think that helps out tremendously. But how do you guys get through that, Chuck?
Well, Joan mentioned they got to try me out for a little while before I became CEO. We had our difficulties when the financial crisis started.
Oh, yeah.
And lost a lot of money. We're in hot water with the NCUA, and we had to make some tough decisions. Mm-hmm. And so I put our team in a room for a day, and I said, we got to get from here to here in the next 24 months. Mm-hmm. What's it going to take? Mm-hmm. And there were some tough decisions. And a lot of volunteer boards would have said, I don't want anything to do with that. That's going to get ugly. And this board said, we're on board. And we turned the place around in 2 years, and we've been on a roll ever since. It's really the, Joe mentioned transparency. I don't keep any secrets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I tell my team all the time, bad news doesn't get better with age.
It's not like wine.
So it really is being transparent about the things we may be struggling with, or, you know, so forth. So that's a big deal.
Okay, Joan, let me get your take on that.
Yeah, I think from a board perspective, it starts with trust. You know, everything does not go right all the time. But if you believe in your team and they can explain to you how the bad happened, mm-hmm. then you work together to figure out how to make it right again. Mm-hmm. And I think we never lost trust in Chuck or the staff.
Yep.
And we stayed hand in hand as we worked through the crisis.
Oh, great story. Great story. I want to get you guys out of here because you got some fun.
Battle hardened.
Yeah, you are.
I mean,
you've been through
it. That built a lot of trust during that period of time.
Absolutely.
Very cool. I want to end with this. Any advice? I kind of asked this up front, but any other advice you have for board members and CEOs, or even, you know, the executive staff working together? Any advice there? Just obviously, I think transparency was a big one.
Yep. You got to make a team.
Yeah.
So I've built a team with my executive team, but we're also a team with the board, mm-hmm. and it's about partnership. It's about trust. It's about transparency. But it's, at the end of the day, it's about taking the best of that entire team and moving forward with it.
Absolutely. Joan, final say?
You know, Chuck is formally our only employee, but he does a good job of making sure we get to see all of the staff and spend time with the staff so that we know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not afraid that they're going to say something that he didn't want them to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not afraid they're going to find somebody better than me.
But I think it's allowing us to engage at all levels does a lot to help strengthen that relationship mm-hmm. between the board and the credit union, and we appreciate it a lot.
It does.
Well, I just want to say congratulations on all your success. Thank I think it's you. A fantastic story, a great example for the rest of the industry on how a CEO and a board can work together and what happens as a result of that, you know?
It's
so cool.
On the same page, some amazing things can happen.
Absolutely.
Indeed,
absolutely.
Indeed. All right, guys, I'll let you get back out there and have some fun this afternoon.
Right.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
Joan, always
great
a pleasure.
Team.
Chuck, well done, sir.
Thank
good
you.
To see you as well.
All
we'll
right.
see you at the next one.
All righty.
All right, guys.
Yeah, we'll put some short-